Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the results of connecting to your insight through your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m., 11 o'clock a.m., or 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern time, and 9 o'clock Central time. And I want to wish everyone Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. It is my pleasure to be here with you this morning. I've been traveling around the globe sharing the teachings of Dr. Cam Yuen, who is the founder of the Yuen Method and Yuen Mastery, and also as an emissary for the Resonance Project Foundation. And I've been sharing information about how to connect to your infinite potential. And when I realized that normally on my radio show, I'll have a guest come on and I'll interview them, people that I've met along my journey that, you know, want to share their insight. But when I realized that my radio show fell on Christmas morning and also next week on New Year's morning, I felt very strongly that I wanted to connect with all of you in a different way. I'm first and foremost, before a radio host, an energy mover. That's what I do. I connect with people and I work with them to energetically move towards their potential and also towards being able to have a better way of moving through the day. And, you know, the Christmas season is, you know, the holiday season in general is a beautiful, magical time for many people. And, you know, for a lot of people celebrating, whether you're celebrating or you're not celebrating, just the fact that there's so much energy put into this day has an effect on absolutely everybody. And so, and I want to thank the radio station for, you know, providing me with this opportunity to connect with you. I just felt that there's, for those people that perhaps are going through a little bit of difficulty in their life right now, and being in a place where you're not certain or you're not sure whether or not you're, you know, or not you've had something happen where you don't, you know, you're not certain about your future, or, you know, you maybe just lost your job, or, you know, the financial stress of the holidays, et cetera. We want to just strengthen, that for you, that for everyone, that this day could be a beautiful day for everyone, regardless of what's been happening in your life. For myself, I was raised by the number one fan of Christmas of all time, my mom, Joan Charlotte. You know, and she was like a master hostess. She could whip together a meal in seconds, like in minutes, and it would just seem like out of nothing in the air. That woman could whip up a meal for 20 people would drop in unexpectedly. She'd be like, no problem. And so our house was always kind of like a revolving door of all these people that came in. You know, basically they enjoyed her food, but they enjoyed her company and her giving heart and her giving spirit. And when Christmas came around, it would propel her into, like, overdrive. And our house was lit inside and out with Christmas lights and a different themed Christmas tree in every room. And her and her identical twin, June, they would go into, like, pierogi-making mode and canning and, you know, cabbage rolls and meat pie, and then they would start the baking. And so it was a beautiful thing. Like, they would make the most beautiful delicacies, and they would make them with a precision that would make any car manufacturer or Santa's elves, like, envious. And so when my, you know, when my mom started having grandchildren, when they started arriving, she really, really upped the ante. And so it was always kind of like one of those things where, you know, she became kind of unstoppable, and she used to just love to make the day so magical and so beautiful. And I would see her every day wanting the Christmas, this Christmas was going to be even more perfect than the Christmas before. And so a lot of us kind of fall into that trap, and I find that a lot of women call me around this time of year because they're in this state of kind of overwhelm, because maybe they don't have those culinary skills that my mom had, or that natural gift for hostessing and decorating and that, and women are kind of expected to just be able to do that. And so I find that for a lot of women, you know, they may be working overtime, or they may be in a position, you know, like where they have a full-time job and they've got children and they've got all this other activities that they're responsible for, and a lot of them go into overwhelm around it. And so I'll receive many, many emails and phone calls from women that want to move forward, like, or are feeling really overwhelmed, and they really want the day to be perfect, and they're triggered by the past times when it didn't go so well. And, you know, in any given day, it's almost it's unreasonable to expect that if you could gather a bunch of people together and be in a position where absolutely everything is going to go absolutely perfectly. And so that's the number one weakness for a lot of people, is just trying to make that perfection happen and then feeling like a failure of, you know, where we're at, you know, or where you were at, like, from last Christmas, and not being in a position where it went well, and then falling back on that, and then wanting to make the next one, the next Christmas and the next Christmas better. So we just want to take the pressure off and take it consistent steps of action to let go of Christmas past, present, and future, and just focus kind of like on the given day, this moment, the magic of it, the beauty of it. For those of you who have lost other, who have lost members of your family, my heart goes out to you at this time. My mom is no longer with us, and I understand how difficult it can be when, you know, like, she was the one that was, you know, sort of the driving force behind Christmas. And so this can be really difficult for people who are, you know, having that challenge or facing that challenge right now. And so just want to strengthen everybody to the acknowledgement that, you know, the veil is very thin. And so those loved ones that are not here in their physical presence are definitely here, you know, in an energetic presence. And so we just want to strengthen everybody kind of to that intuition and that ability to tune into that. And, you know, if you're feeling really saddened by a situation in your life right now, perhaps you have people that are sick in the hospital. I mean, it really does put a damper on Christmas. For myself, I no longer celebrate Christmas. I sort of chose not to about 3 years ago, the first Christmas that I faced celebrating without my mom. And, you know, when I, you know, admitted to my 18-year-old daughter, you know, she came home, it was about 10 days before Christmas, and I was like, you know, I just can't do it. Just don't want to do it. And I thought she would be like, you know, like really disappointed and upset. It was just the two of her and I that were going to be together that Christmas. And she looked at me and she said, "Thank God, Mom." She goes, "I don't want to do it either." And so we went out and got a pet turtle. And we decorated the turtle tank together. And we just enjoyed each other's company and kept it really quiet and a little bit less crazy. We went out for supper with relatives later that, you know, on Christmas Day, but we honored how we were feeling in that moment. And so you're listening to Colette on The Truth Is Funny, And we're going to take just a quick intermission. And when we return, we're going to come back, and I'm just going to clear some more energy that I'm picking up for those of you that are having a beautiful day, and then also for those of you that are feeling a little bit lonely today. Let's see if we can shift that into a better place. Let's make some shift happen.
This is your Merry Christmas Station.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I bought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. But when we finally kiss good night, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
On The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Today I am clearing energy to make this holiday season a little bit brighter for maybe some of you who are feeling a little bit down today. It's not uncommon if there's some hardships coming into in your life, or perhaps you're alone or you're feeling a little bit lonely today, or sometimes even for a lot of people, this day creates loneliness even if you're with all your family, just feeling a little bit off. Not feeling like you're part of the family in some ways. That's coming up energetically. And so, what I'm doing right now is I'm just connecting with you on what I call the higher self network, and I'm just kind of feeling the energy of what's happening this holiday season. You know, what happens is many of us move into this season, and really it starts, with Halloween and then, getting all that done, and then the next thing it's like, it's Thanksgiving and then it's Christmas, and it's basically like our entire fall season gets we have an added load, so to speak. A lot of it is fun and can be fun, but for some people, I was just talking before we went to break, that, if you have loved ones that just passed, or you have, someone in the hospital, what happened for me is, as I said, my mom was so into Christmas, and she was so good at it, and it was so much fun. But yet there was always something, like, somebody had to get drunk at the dinner, or the turkey was like not cooked through, or there was like, someone was cranky, or the batteries didn't fit in the toy, all of these different things, someone was disappointed. And so when people put a lot of effort into perfecting something and into having, this perfect day, there's so many variables that can happen to make that not happen, for it to go, everything to go absolutely perfectly. And so we don't want to take that personally if we're hosting our Christmas celebration or our holiday celebrations, or if we're in a position where we're, you know, just attending. And so we just want to strengthen that for everybody that, you know, no matter what's going on in your life right now, that the body and the mind and the spirit triad is basically strong. If you picture your body and your mind and your spirit as a triad, that triad, you want it to be really even. And so, you know, because Christmas is based around magic and, you know, fantasy, et cetera, and we're trying to bring that out in the day for our children and everything and making it really, really special, invariably what we tend to do as human beings is draw our worst fears to us. And for myself, like, I loved Christmas, and I really got into it, and as I was saying before the break, then, you know, my mom passed, and my daughter and I just decided to face the fact that we were not in the mood for Christmas this year. And so, you know, that has given me some perspective to back off of it a little, having celebrated at, like, into hyper mode, like with my mom, and then also going the other way, where absolutely, just not acknowledging that day as different from any other day at that particular time, and not putting that effort into making it so special when it just energetically, my daughter and I, none of us were really in alignment with that. What happened for me is, you know, like when you have people in the hospital, for those of you that do, or who are sick, or you're sick yourself, I just want to strengthen that body, mind, spirit triad, because at Christmas it feels like everybody around you is having that magic happen and you're being left out of it. And it can be very difficult when you have what happened with us is, you know, we had a Christmas where my dad had collapsed and he was paralyzed from head to toe. And this was, you know, in the summer. And so the very first Christmas after that had happened, he was still in the hospital. And so trying to make that Christmas, like, really happy when that happened was not that easy. And then, you know, the following Christmas, my dad, you know, he was doing a little bit better, but then my grandmother who lived with them passed. And so then it was kind of like, oh, well, now, like, he's doing better, but now she's no longer here. So there's always kind of these underlying forces that, you know, that make it difficult to facing a day where you're supposed to be, like, putting all this effort into being magical and happy, and you're really just feeling sad. So we just want to strengthen everybody to let go of the reactions that you're having, because what's really going on is people react to the sensations of the emotion of sadness. You're not really, like, feeling sad. What you're doing is your sensations run through your body when you get in touch with that emotion of sadness, and we can actually strengthen for you to let that go so that you're not going to kind of go into this automatic place where it's the accumulations of all the Christmases and all the holiday seasons that went wrong, or, you know, that you didn't get what you wanted, or, you know, someone was arguing or something happening, and then, you know, all of the pressure around that. So we just want to let go of any of that overwhelm for everybody listening in, like, so that, you know, whatever is going on in your day, that first and foremost, your body and your mind and your spirit are going to be very centered and stable and balanced. And so that you're in this place where you're able to, no matter if there's chaos all around you, that you would be in a position where you could go to that still point, go to what I call the midline to your spine. That would be like if you consider yourself a binary computer. Binary meaning you have one of two choices. You're either energetically strong or energetically weak to what's going on around you. And very quickly, if you considered yourself a binary computer, the hard drive of that computer would be your central nervous system or your spine. And everything is documented in your spine, and the physical potential sits at the base of the spine. So when people put some tension and some energy into their spine, just for a split second, with the intention, just like in a computer, to delete any programming that would be weakening you, and then strengthen yourself to 100% infinite potential to moving forward in a strong way. That being, like, whether it is the chaos around you or the lack of chaos around you. Sometimes people are in a place where they're far away from their loved ones and they're not able to, this is coming up, not being able to afford to go home, and feeling extremely I'm saddened by that. Like the sadness of the people that don't get to see you at the celebration is coming up, and then also your sadness at not being able to. So instead of feeling the sadness of all the cumulative people in the world that are unable to go home, that are unable to celebrate with each other, we just strengthen that. You kind of let that go and you just take it moment by moment, breaking things down into smaller pieces, so that you're always able to go to that place that to, in your spine, like just by feeling your spine for a split second and clear it. So instead of going into the overwhelm and reacting to the emotions that come up, we just strengthen everybody just to be in that still point, in that really calm place. You know, after my dad had passed, 3 years after he had, you know, this experience, you know, there that year, my you know, he passed in July, and my aunt, my mom's identical twin, passed over in on Boxing Day that year. And so that was another really, like, difficult Christmas for us. And so when I get to this place where I'm thinking about Christmas, or I feel like my daughter's feeling that sadness that, you know, grandpa's not here, grandma's not here, my aunt who was like their other grandma's not here, their great-grandma that was kind of like they were raised with for 8 years, you know, with my at my mom's house, she was there a lot with them, holding them. They went through a very difficult time, and everybody trying to force the happiness. And so we just want to be okay if we're, whatever emotion that we're feeling, that we don't have to go into the overwhelm of it, and just get really strong to, like, just centering and grounding yourself so that, you know, that no matter what happens around you, you always have that ability to go there. And I call that kind of like on the internet, the higher self network. What happens is in the higher self network, you're always connected. So you are connected to these people, and, you know, in a different way. And if you allow yourself to feel that, you can feel their love, and you can feel the communication kind of between from the ancestors all the way down to the descendants, all the love that's being sent. Let's strengthen that for everybody. And then for those of you that, as I said, that are not feeling physically fit, and, you know, maybe having to go to the hospital to visit people there and them not being able to be part of your celebration, it's going to strengthen that even at the moment that they're not there in your home, that they are. So that, you know, that they can feel your love and all of those inner dynamics of your love, and you can feel theirs coming back to you. And also feeling that from the external dynamics, like just all the sadness when you go to a hospital and the mixed and the combined emotions that are there, just strengthen anyone who's in that position right now to being in a place where you're strong to that, and that you can handle those emotions, and that body, mind, and spirit triad will stay, like, super strong, and that you aren't going to, like, have to cave in to it. So just breaking it down, as I said, into smaller pieces and allowing yourself to feel the love and the joy and the magic coming through, and letting go of that which is bothering you. So giving yourself basically permission to go there by, you know, actually just going to that midline. And it only has to be for a split second that you feel that in your, put that tension into your spine. And we just make that automatic for everyone. I'm Colette Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth Is Funny, and today I'm flying solo, so I just wanted to be there for those of you to have an energetic upgrade today and make some shift happen.
This is your Merry Christmas Station.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thank you.
we're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and I've changed the format of my show today. I'm basically flying solo. I wanted to accommodate those of you who want some clearing today. It's Christmas Day, you know, Merry Christmas to all of you, for those of you who celebrate, for those of you who don't. It's, you know, many of us are becoming weary of kind of like a commercialized holiday season. Some of us feel the need to spend money that we don't have to live up to the standards and all of that. You know, we've been busy going to the malls, wrapping gifts, going to dinner parties, you know, making sure that we're cooking the perfect family dinner and, you know, making sure that everything is exactly in order, exactly in place so that this day can be really, really, really special. And so for those people that, you know, maybe are a rebel without a clause, we just want to strengthen everybody to this day being a beautiful day, and that, you know, it could be magical in its own way, that it, that, you know, we're all connected in the unified field. So whether we're celebrating Christmas or we're not celebrating Christmas, what happens is we're still affected by that energy because it's such a huge force coming at us. And so we want to strengthen for everybody to make the most of this day and every day, and just strengthening the daily routine. Like, so what happens a lot of times, like, people have been like in this overdrive, like, of as I said before, Halloween, and then you know, Thanksgiving, and then Christmas, and then it's going to be New Year's, and, you know, wanting to have everything like moving forward in a perfect way. And that keeps coming up is, like, you know, wanting this day to be really great for the children. Of course, that's what we want. But we want to strengthen that, you know, our daily routine for the children. What's coming up is that many of them are, you know, like, they're not in school now, and they are feeling the excitement. And then what happens is that they'll have emotional reactions to that excitement, and they'll have meltdowns. And so it's kind of like all of that energy that people are putting into, you know, having this be so wonderful, we just strengthen that, you know, in those moments where it crashes and everybody's crying and they didn't get what they wanted, or, you know, somebody's mad at somebody, or someone won't show up or talk to this person or that person. I want to just strengthen all of you right now, if you're listening in, just to think of someone right now that you really would like to have a stronger connection with, that maybe, maybe this is a person that, you know, in past Christmases or past family gatherings, there's been, you know, some issues between you, maybe some unresolved things going on. And just strengthen, if you just think about that person right now, I would just get you really strong to that person, so that when you think about that person, that it isn't automatically going to go to this weak place where their energy and the thought of them weakens you energetically. You know, we're all connected, and so if we have a weakness to anyone or they have a weakness to us, we have a tendency to reflect back to each other that weakness. And so, especially for the moms listening in right now, the number one weakness for any child is generally mother's worry. And so the more a mother worries about her children really having a great day, and maybe you couldn't provide, you know, on a financial level, some of the things that you wanted to provide, moms and dads, you know, all of those situations. We just want to strengthen that. You're going to let go of the worry, and whoever you energetically get in touch with right here, we just strengthen that person is strong energetically to you, and you're strong energetically to that person. And so if you think about the internal boundaries there of that relationship, we just strengthen that, so that just between the two of you, the rules that you play by, just being really strong to being in connection with each other, it's coming up as in a real way. And then also, you know, just strengthening all that, the love that you have for each other, that even if it's someone that you don't really feel that you love, on some level, we're all connected in that way. And so we just strengthen the love that you have for humanity and the love that that person has for humanity back. And just really getting that strong so that we can delete all the accumulations and any associations that you have, allowing this person to basically come forward as a different person at this moment, and allowing yourself to come forward at this moment as a different person. So not falling into the trap of reacting to the emotions that you are feeling, but using your feeling instead to go to your intuition, to go to your spine, to go to your midline just for a split second, and just think about that person and feel the love that you have for them, and then feel the love that they have back for you. And then just strengthening the communication. So many, many times when people are having problems, especially at family gatherings, and, you know, it's accumulative. Like, if, you know, like year after year, the situation comes up and it's the similar dynamics, what happens is those internal dynamics will start weakening the relationship even further. And most of that is wrapped around communication. And so very, very little communication is actually verbal. It's not necessarily the words that you use, but the tone of the words that you use, the body language. If your body language is not congruent with what you're saying, you know, when you've got your arms crossed across your chest and, hey, I'm so happy that you're here. We want to be in a place where we can just allow ourselves to open up to that and allow ourselves to be a new person in any given moment, and that person, allow them to change, allow everybody to change for the better. So then go into the external boundaries of that relationship with this person you're thinking about feeling right now, and just strengthen that, you know, outside influences, the in-laws, the different family members that maybe you wouldn't normally spend your time with, you know, a lot of those different influences, the collective influence, whether or not you really actually feel that strong to even celebrating this day, or whether you would prefer not to be and you're just doing it out of responsibility. So we just strengthen that for everybody, that those external dynamics could go right through you and right through this relationship, that, you know, you're not going to hold grudges basically on accumulations of energy that's taken place, and not necessarily even from this lifetime, or not even necessarily, you know, it could be like your great grandma didn't like that person, like, you know, like three generations ago, and then it's been carried down the family line. So we want to strengthen up and down the family line for the ancestors and for the descendants to let go of that. And so deleting any karma between you and this person, any debt that you have with that person, that the debt's paid in full, that there's no need to suffer or struggle with it anymore, there's no need to keep repaying it, recycling it, redoing it. Many times when we have a specific person in our life that maybe is a relative, and, you know, we're kind of like feel forced to be in a situation with them, those can be our greatest teachers. And you know, so we want to strengthen ourselves to that, you know, we can handle anything that happens around us and anything that anyone says, and that we don't have to go into the emotion of it. We can just allow ourselves to strengthen ourselves and claim our space, basically, and just clear it. And so just letting all debt go up and down the family line, and just moving forward in a way that everybody can just any of the psychic energies around that. There's a lot of psychic energies come in around this time of year, from the past and the present and the future. There's a lot of misinformation, misinterpretation, misrepresentation of information. A lot of people have a tendency like to really, really feel angered or brought down by the commercialization of Christmas. And, you know, in actual fact, like the very first Christmas trees that were adorned were actually adorned so that the merchants at Christmas festivals way back in the, you know, like 1800 century, that they could sell their wares. And so, you know, it's not so much that Christmas is more commercialized, it's just that we're better at marketing. And so we have way more avenues to market. And, you know, so separating the information, the misinformation, and allowing yourself to enjoy just the moment, not having to take anything too seriously. For one person will feel like really, really amazing and wonderful. For another person, it's kind of like, eh. So we just strengthen that for everybody, that allowing each and every one of us, and first and foremost, being really strong in your relationship with yourself, so that you give yourself permission to be, you know, to be you, and that you're not going to apologize to anyone else around you for who you are, and at the same time having that that ability to sort of tune in intuitively and know kind of when and where you really want to make a stand. Christmas Day, holiday season, is not a good day to make a stand. It's not a good day for politics, etc. It's a great day just for allowing yourself to feel the magic that comes in, and then allowing yourself to let go of what is not magical. And so just strengthening that for everybody, you know, and also not just on on the physical parts of Christmas, but on the mental and the emotional and the psychological, just strengthening that, that everybody gets to be who they are that day. To me, now that is a beautiful day, is when everybody sort of stands in that giving and receiving, allowing ourselves to give who we are and allowing ourselves to receive from the other people around us who they are. This is Colette Stephan with The Truth Is Funny. It is my pleasure to connect with you today, and I just want to, we're just going to take a quick intermission here, and we'll be right back and make some more shift happen.
This is your Merry Christmas Station.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
This is your Merry Christmas Station.
This is Colette Stephan on The Truth Is Funny, and we are clearing the holiday blues to make way for holiday news. And so it is my pleasure to connect with all of you today, anyone who's listening in. It means a lot to me to be able to connect with you in this way, and I want to thank the wonderful radio people I work with for making this happen, because it has been my experience that many, many people, as beautiful as this day can be, can be one of the most challenging, trying days for a vast segment of the population, actually. And so I just wanted to be here and clear some energy so that we could all have a beautiful day. I have an interesting story to tell around that because December is quite loaded for me because my birthday is in December. My anniversary of my marriage was in December or is in December, however you want to look at it. My former husband left in December. And so I have a lot of, you know, I said to Dr. Yuen, like, damn, why do we have to have, like, special days? Like, why couldn't every day just be a beautiful day? And, you know, like, I just want to have a beautiful day every day. I want to even the days out. I want every day to be a great day. And, you know, Dr. Yuen would do these calls where you could call in and, you know, sign up and send in your issue. And that was my issue to him. I was like, I want to have a beautiful day and I want it to be, you know, like I want to even my days out. And just as he got to my name and he read, you know, what it was, the doorbell rang. And the damn dog started barking, and I could not hear what he had to say. And I was like, damn. And I went to the door, and here it was, a delivery of flowers. And when I opened the flowers up, the card read, have a beautiful day. And so I've never forgotten that because it was so perfectly in alignment, you know. The universe has a way of, the universe has a great sense of humor. And so when we allow ourselves to be in a position where we don't get into this really serious energy and take things too seriously, like the holiday season, we can, things are not going from bad to worse. We are in one of the most beautiful times that we could possibly be in. We're in a time when we're traveling faster and expanding. And there's more open-minded people on the planet, and men and women are coming together to, you know, to support each other in ways that we've never seen before. And you know, I have this beautiful existence where I'm connecting with people from all around the world. And you know, the number one thing that I find, because people ask, is there something that comes up for people more often than anything else? What is the number one thing that you notice that a lot of people have? And the number one thing that I've noticed that most people generally are weak to is their own beauty. And a lot of people are afraid to really look at themselves and really feel who they are because they're afraid that what they're going to find is really ugly. And for me, I am very fortunate in that I have always kind of had this knack of being able to see the potential in people, feel the potential in people and situations. And so I always see people kind of way, way more extraordinary and beautiful and intelligent and so many other things, creative. And so we just strengthen that for everybody that, you know, when we stand in that, in our own power, you know, if we want to have like a really good conversation at the dinner table tonight, and we want things to go really smoothly, that begins with things coming smoothly from within yourself. So having that great relationship with yourself so that you know that you can handle anything that comes your way and that you don't have to overreact or underreact to any of it. And that, you know, one thing that I did find is now, like when my mom, the last Christmas, she was actually in a senior citizen's home because she just she was there, and then we brought her home to her condo for Christmas, and it was just a series of events that happened. And her and I, like, I would go and see her there, and you know, I it was really difficult having her there. It was just circumstances that we were in the process of changing, and then she passed. And what happened is, you know, my mom still in that position, and she, you know, I watched how she still enjoyed and loved Christmas, even though she was in a place where she didn't want to be. And she used to always say, you know, you make your own fun. And so we want to strengthen that for everybody that, you know, you have control over this, that you are able to stand in your power. You are able to be in a place where no matter what is happening to you right now, no matter where you're going, what's going on, that you can take the seriousness out of it and just strengthen yourself to have a nice, even day. From the time that you get up now, that you've already gotten up in the morning, if you're listening to this, and the time that you go to sleep tonight, that you would be kind of like a beacon or like a, you know, a light for other people that are maybe feeling a little bit sad or whatever. So when I went to go visit my mom in the weeks, you know, a couple weeks before Christmas Day, there was many times I would walk in there, and there was many people there that I had some beautiful exchanges with, and that, you know, allowed me to perceive the holiday season in a slightly different way. And so we just want to strengthen that for everybody, just going through this day strong to the daily routine, getting the children strong to what's going on around them, and, you know, like we get them really, really excited. And then we get them kind of like, and then they display that for us, and then we feel like maybe we failed because they're crying or whatever. And a lot of times what happens is it's just people going into overwhelm. And so as parents and, you know, as the hostess for your event, you can stand in your power and direct your, as if it's a play that you're playing out that day, and direct your Christmas dinner and your Christmas day in the way that you want it to occur. So by remaining calm and cool and going to that place and just, okay, I'm going to let that go. Is that about me? No. That's about this person. They're just a, you know, the children are just a little bit excited. This person has just lost someone. This person's cranky every Christmas. Maybe you don't really realize the reasons why, the underlying reasons why someone is feeling that energy. So we're just going to delete that on a psychic level for everybody. Eliminate it. Set you free. Independent. Release. Protect. Remove. Replace. Restore. And integrate your true beauty, your true self, and send anything that doesn't belong to you off into whatever time, dimension, existence, and space. And so I'm Colette Steffen, and you can reach me through the holiday season. I am actually sitting still for a while. I'm in the process of writing my book. You can reach me at www.thetruthisfunny and also at crystallinevision.com. And, you know, it's a great time if you want to have more specific energy shifts for around this season and moving into the new year. To get in touch with me, because as I said, I'm sitting still, and it's actually quite rare for me to sit still this long. And, you know, I just wanted to thank all of you for, your connection today, and just let you know what a pleasure it is to share this day with you and to share, you know, life with you. And so just strengthening that for everybody, the beauty of the day, the magic of the moment, and you know, next week I'm going to be on Wednesday morning on New Year's morning. So if you would like some energetic shifting around moving into the new year, we'll see you then, or hear from you then. Bye for now. This is Colette Steffen on The Truth Is Funny.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Pat of the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. All of us here and all of the folks at WBLQ 1230 AM Stereo wish you the very, very best holiday season and an epic 2014. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. You can acquire perfect health by eating properly, but most people don't know how to do it. You're not going to find out by watching TV shows and news or reading the latest diet book. I teach you how to eat your way to perfect wellness through a customized program. When you are ready to stop messing around with your diet and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio. the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.